All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. with Minister Terry. I could not help but come in and give a shout out and a hello because I know what I did this morning. I put on the whole armor of God. Welcome, woman of God. Thank you for coming on board tonight with the Now Network News and what the Lord has for you to say. I'm going to come back at the end and comment with you at that point, but we want to release you at this point. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, family. Good evening, listeners. I tell you, praise be to God. All the glory and all the honor. First of all, family, I just want to start off in prayer. I want to pray to the Heavenly Father. Father God, I say thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for opening my eyes and all the eyes you have opened today, Father. Father God, I know everything is in your will and you are in control and on the throne. Father God, I pray that everything I speak, say, is pleasing and acceptable to you, Father. Father God, I trust you. And I pray, Father, that all the listeners and all those that don't know you will begin to trust you and begin to know you and get that intimate relationship with you, Father. Father, I woke up this morning, Father, the Holy Spirit told me just to go back to the Lord's Prayer. And I prayed that prayer also. And we also pray that prayer in addition to the prayers we pray to him personally. Father God, we love you, we honor you, and we magnify you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Well, good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Minister Terry. I have some news to report tonight just to get some insight on. In our nation, United States of America, where we live, there's been another mass shooting. It was this morning I noticed it on the news, but it was this afternoon. This occurred in South School. This high school was Parkland High School. This mass shooting, 17 were shot and dead. And we know, family, there's been so many more mass shootings going on. So many more all over the nation. So we know the weapons are not carnal. Family, what we can do, we can continue to just pray and pray without ceasing. Amen. I was looking at the news, and the superintendent, he said something, and it really made so much sense what they could do for the families and the victims of the families right now and the survivors of the mass shooting. He said, we have to send out our condolences to the 17 that were lost, and then also, and there's some that were injured. So we have to send prayers and condolences and healing, prayers of healing, because these students witnessed that firsthand in the classroom. And so many were traumatized because the news media, they showed the video. And on the video, you could hear 18 rounds up close in a classroom. So family, we must continuously pray. We pray against these weapons. We pray against none that's formed. But family, what I want to pray now is for. Pray for the parents. Pray for the parents also, because the thing is, pray for the parents of the victims and pray for the families of the perpetrators. We have to pray for the parents ahead of time because to have that insight to know what's going on with your child. The shooter that went to this high school, family, he was a former student. So something triggered him to go up to that school and shoot these 17 students dead. And one of them was also a teacher there. But we have to just take an interest in our children. I know they become teenagers, and teenagers like to do their own thing. But we have to, as my mom used to say, we have to get into their business because their business is your business when they're your children. Amen, family. So get into their business. Sometimes we may see signs and symptoms. If you go into some of their rooms, some of these teenagers like to lock the doors and don't want you in the room. You got to be head of your household. You have to go in there and see. You have to look and see what they're drawing. Look through some of their papers. ask them about their days. Just ask him. You have to have a conversation with him, because some of these things we can prevent. I tell you, family, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, family, we must continually pray for the South Floridian. Pray for all the residents. Pray for the hospital workers. That pray for them strength. They can take care of all that came in injured. And pray for the students. Pray for them for healing. Because just to see something like that, they need a lot of healing. Amen, family. I tell you, we have to pray without ceasing. Next, family, on the news. We know we are 10 weeks into our flu season. But this flu, it is getting, people are getting sick in alarming numbers. And I mean, there's just no age. There's no age restrictions on it, from newborns to seniors. And even middle age, 30s and 40s, are dying. So far in the United States, we have had 20 children this year's flu season that have died from the flu. Now, last year, family, we had 110. We are not even over with this flu season. And in 2015 and through 16, we had 92 deaths. And I'm telling you, family, it's affecting all ages. And there's been, 50 to 64-year-olds. Those are the most been hospitalized in high numbers. That's what we call middle age. And family, I'm telling you, it's no respecter of age, children. But the thing we can do with flu season, we can make sure we don't go into places. It's best to stay home. We don't have to go out and eat. I would stay home also, because some of the workers, when they're sick and they're handling food, or they're sneezing or coughing or things like that, because this flu epidemic is airborne. A lot of times workers will go to work, handle food, serve you food, handle doorknobs, serve you your menu, all these things. This germ has been passed on. Because those workers are making minimum wage, and then maybe their boss will not give them the day off. So we have to use cautious, family. Any public place that you go to, use cautious. Just be very cautious when you're touching door handles. And then also in public places, anything right now, family, if a person is breathing on you, they're telling you at the hospital, do not go to the hospital unless that fever is so elevated where the Tylenol is not breaking it, or you're so dehydrated and you're not able to keep down fluids. That's the reason to go to the hospital. If someone's in your household, I may have mentioned this before, if someone in your household becomes ill, make a sick room, because this flu, it is no joke, family. People are just dying. And a lot of people have received the influenza, the flu vaccine. But then there's so many strands out there, and this one hasn't been able to combat the flu that's out there. Also, another thing, family, we can increase our vitamin C. We can give the children, I don't recommend orange juice for children under 10. I really found it 12, because their stomach enzyme will not digest all that acid. But you can get you a bag of oranges. Cut up that orange for that child and let that child enjoy that orange and get that free vitamin C. Because that vitamin C is going to help them fight and give them extra nourishment for their body to be stronger to fight off this influenza. Amen, family? Also, we can also get, for adults, I know for adults, and even for children. When I was a child, this is the old remedy. Cod liver oil, it fights off. You can build your system up, your body up, build your body up to resist these germs that's out here. Get you some cod liver. If you don't like the liquid, get you some cod liver capsules. They're gelatin capsules, you can swallow them as a child. If you have to mix it up in a child's food, gives it to the children. But I would check with your local pharmacist just to make sure you're giving them the right amount of dose. Amen, family. So, good hand washing, plenty of rest, eating healthy, increasing your vitamin C, and staying out of these congested places. And if your child is sick, keep them home. Please do not send them to school. Amen, family. Family in the news, the United States Department of Education under the Trump administration, President Trump administration, they will no longer be investigating complaints of transgender students who cannot be allowed to use the transgender bathrooms. They will not have a choice in public schools. Now, you know, they've changed this law. They have all gender bathrooms, male bathrooms, and women's bathrooms. So they will not be investigating any complaints of the use of public in the transgender bathroom. Amen, family. President Trump administration, they failed at allowing transgenders in the military. So transgenders are allowed in the military, and we do know that. Amen, family. Also in the news, family, there's been a pastor of God. He was arrested. He was arrested. This was a local pastor. The pastors are all over the world, all over our nation. Now, family, when we're following the man of God, because pastors are sent by God, we have to make sure that the pastor is teaching, and he is here to teach us. He is sound doctrine. Amen, family. I thank God for Pastor E and our Now Network family and all the pastors on board. But this pastor was a pastor. He was arrested in, I think it was Covina. They have West Covina and Covina here in California. But he was arrested in Covina. He was a Peeking Tom, peeking into a motel where there was a few minor girls in there. And he went into the room, knocked on the door, lured himself into the room, and he sexually assaulted one of the minors in the motel. This pastor was on the go for a few days. He finally turned himself in. He said he's innocent. $280,000. The thing is, what I'm saying, family, we have to watch who is pastoring us and teaching us. And that's in any ministry, any capacity. If it's a minister, evangelist, prophet, we have to watch who, bishop, we have to just make sure they're teaching sound doctrine. And I always say, we got to practice what we preach. Amen, family. Also, family, I want to speak on this month, February. This month is national. This is one of the health awareness this month for February, National Heart Disease. So heart disease, what is National Heart Awareness? Heart disease is where blood vessel disorders that can lead to stroke, heart attack. Also that falls in that category of heart disease is coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, angina, which is chest pain, and rheumatic heart disease. Now, family, I say this because heart disease can be hereditary, and sometimes there's some risk factors what we can do to combat, what we can do is watch our blood pressure, high blood pressure, hypertension. And we all know with hypertension, we have to monitor our salt intake. We can monitor our cholesterol. We can do low-fat cheeses, and we can do low-fat milk, but we have to put ice cream off the diet or do some low-fat ice cream. I don't know if it tastes good, but we can try it. Amen, family? Those things will lower the cholesterol. Now, also, a risk factor for heart disease, family, is diabetes. and prediabetes. Prediabetes is having your blood sugars up, and you have them up and they run up for a bit, but the doctor don't want to treat it yet. And that's just saying you're being exposed to diabetes, too much sugar in your bloodstream. So there's some things we can do about that also. Limit our sugar. Amen, family. Another thing with heart disease, we have to decrease if we smoke or quit smoking. And also another risk factor is overweight. Being overweight, physically inactive, those are some of the things. And then I did say the family history. Family history, that's one that we can work on it. If you know you have family history and an early diagnosis of heart disease, there's some things we can work on. We have to change some of our habits. We have to change some of the food we eat. He always said red meat has never been too good for the body. It's hard to digest. I would give up red meat or eliminate it if you can't give it up. Amen. But the number one thing we have to do, we have to limit that salt. And we know we are the salt of the earth. Amen. Oh, Jesus. But too much, when you put salt in your food, we know it tastes good, family. But too much salt, table salt, is not good. And if you do salt your food, family, we must, this is a must for the children. I know in schools, the children are being pre-exposed to heart disease because the children, they are not getting physical exercise. Most schools have taken, we call it PE, physical education. They've taken it out of school. So we have to make sure the children are exercising. They have so many electronics, they don't want to move around. They just push those two thumbs and build those thumb muscles up. So we have to make sure the children are moving around, jumping around. If they have to be dancing and dancing to some good Christian music, put it on, let them dance. You know, there's a way they can do that too. Amen, family? Also, family, we got to limit the children's salt. A lot of these children, I see them, they want to eat chips. Chips and chips all day. Family, children are children. They only eat what we allow them to eat. And those chips, those, if you look on the back and read that NA, NA is the sodium, salt. If you read the amount of that that's in there, you would take that bag of chips from the child. Also, family, limit their sugar. Children don't need that much sugar. They're active and hyper as it is. And too much sugar predisposes them. Amen, family? And also that sugar that they're drinking in those sodas or too many sweet juices, there's candy and things like that. Children at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, if they're just putting sugar on their teeth, they will not have them when they become in their 30s. Amen, family? So we want them to be able to have those teeth. These are some things, family, some of the risk factors that lead up to heart disease, that lead up to hereditary heart disease. There's so many things we can do, family, with the children, keep them active. And when you have the children, they can keep us active. Amen, family? That's our news for the day. But what I want to do, family, before I close, because, you know, the Lord has gave me your word. And after today, I had to just share this word and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46:10. And he says, I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes, family, there's things going on in the world, and I have to just recite that scripture over and over. Because I tell you, the Lord, he is our refuge. He is our strength. He is an everlasting presence all around each and every one of us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. In our time of need, in our time of trouble. Ooh, family, we have to just get into his presence. Just be in this presence of the Lord. I tell you, no matter what's going on in the world, ooh, Jesus, like you said, get you a whole bunch of heads and put that head of protection around. I tell you, family, we are in the world, not of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, God is in control. I tell you, he gave Jesus, his one and only son, for whosoever believes. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He gave, I tell you, thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit comforts us. He comforts us in our time and need. I tell you, family, we can all rest assured of our everlasting God. Whom shall we fear? Hallelujah, Jesus. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And I believe and I trust God. And I know he stands firm on his promise. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Sometimes, family, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Over and over. I thank you, family, over circumstances. Yes. When you believe, and let him direct our path. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, there's so many times I look back and I think when I tried things on my own, things don't work out, and I realized I had it wrong. Jesus. You see, so many people are out here, family, doing things on their own. But we do know better because we know no better. We have to share Jesus, family. I tell you, it was one day this week, going shopping. And she said, sis, you want to go shopping? I'm going to go to the store and go shopping. This was going to get some clothing. And I said, no, I think not. I wanted to walk and go to the post office to get my stamp. But I tell you, family, that walk, going on that walk, that journey, that walk to the post office, I met three people that needed Jesus right then. Why, when you know God put you in place at a certain time for a certain purpose, and it's his good purpose. Amen, family? That's why I say I just thank him. I thank him all the time, no matter what's going on. I tell you, family, because he is with us. He is with us in our time of need. And we need him. We need him all the time. In troubling times, we can call on him. Ooh, Jesus. But who do we go to first? Do we start praying? Or do we just like, call somebody, tell them about our problem? I tell you, family, if anything is going on, the Lord, he already knows. So he should be the first we shared it with because he already knows. He is our refuge. I tell you, we must have confidence in his, he has unchanging character. And he is what the, I say, thank you, Lord, over and over. Family, all we have to do is believe and encourage, support each other to believe in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, he shall see us through, no matter how difficult the circumstances in our lives may seem to us. I tell you, we serve an almighty God. I trust in him, and I lean not on my own understanding. And if you believe in his word too, family, you should do the same. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That one scripture, right there. If you get into trials and tribulations, just repeat that one over and over and break it down word for word because the Lord is trying to tell us something right there. Trust in the Lord. Jesus. It was all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. our understanding to get us in so many problems, trials, and tribulations, and we're wondering why they happen. Ooh, glory be to God. I just say thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my trials, Lord, because through my trials, I am who I am now, a child of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, we serve an almighty God. Family, what we have to do is pray more. Ooh, we see the news. Sometimes I don't even like cut it on because I got to say it in His presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have to always say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Ooh, Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, family, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I say to Him, Lord, I always say, forgive me for staying in the darkness for as long as I did. But you know, I tell you, but when you know Jesus and you in that relationship, there is no darkness. And He wants us to be the light. He wants us to be the light to bring those that are in darkness to see the light, to love the light. Ooh, Jesus. He forgave me. Ooh, hallelujah. And I'm shouting, I'm forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I rest assured, family, that I can call on Him. Ooh, Jesus, I can call Him anytime. I can commune with Him in prayer anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I can receive comfort. Ooh, He is the comforter. I tell you, family, and so can you. Amen. We all have had situations where we couldn't do nothing. But we could have, because the only one that can remedy the situation is the Father. Thank you, Lord. We thought we couldn't do nothing. All we have to do is go to the Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise Him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, He is my refuge. Ooh, Jesus. He is my heart. They say, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Give Him all you got. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I can't help but praise Him. Ooh. And I tell you, family, He knows. He knows what I am. Ooh, I thank Him. And He knows what I am thanking Him for. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord knows what each and every one of us, when we say thank you, Lord, He already knows what we're thanking Him for. We don't have to be pretending He don't know. He knows. We say thank you, Lord, and there ain't no new car outside. It's like, thank you, Lord. I wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. He's opened my eyes again. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise Him. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, no matter what's going on in the world, He is a strong tower. He is our refuge, and He is still in control. And I tell you, on the throne, with Jesus at His right side, thank you, Father. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, I can't help but thank it. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for another opportunity just to speak a word, Father, through your word, Father. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for family and friends. And when I say family, Father God, you know family are those who do the will of God also. Sometimes, family, we think family is just blood related. But family are those who do the will of God, Father, you know. Ooh, Father God, I thank you. I love you. I honor you. I magnify you. And I exalt you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, it feels good to know you, family. I tell you, family, this is my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry. Love you all, family. Amen.